do we get back? Tell me, how do we get back when we got no destination?
Thanks for tuning in to Aggregate Sound on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses. such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
We have hit the midway mark of the Viva La Mock radio program. Appreciate you hanging in, or maybe you just tuned in because you're like, dude, you played boring stuff for the first 2 hours. It's that last 2 hours that you're rocking. Speaking of rocking, you are rocking WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is still Paul, and it is that show called Viva La Mock. I have a WRCT radio and music calendar to get to right now. Before I get to the either of these calendars, I got to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3325. Let's turn our attention to this WRCT music and radio calendar. We're going to start things off with the radio calendar. Some events I'm familiar with that are going on around town. For example, Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 at the Carnegie Museum of Art, they are hosting Inside Out. It's celebrating Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, summer jams, art activities, food, drinks, and more. Inside Out extends the museum experience outdoors in a safe, physically distant environment. Enjoy live performances, DJs, art-making food trucks, local beers, kid-friendly treats, and more. Again, that's Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 down on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Also, don't forget over at the Warhol, they're doing the Taste of Grace exhibition. We're talking about Grace Jones, the groundbreaking musician, model, actress, and performer. She is unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. Of course, Warhol and Jones, they met in the mid-70s and remained lifelong friends. The exhibit actually highlights Jones as a cultural sensation and includes portraits of by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. Find out more information at warhol.org. You can always visit the Warhol down on Sandusky Street on the north side, North Shore, whatever they call that these days. This exhibit goes on now through the 29th of November. A couple things happening in September. For example, the Pittsburgh Irish Fest is coming back. It's the 30th annual Celtic celebration. The lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and so much more on four stages. It's at the Lots at Sandcastle in the Homestead area. It is September 10th through the 12th, which is a Sunday, a Friday through Sunday. For more information, pghirishfest.org. You got the Irish Fest. What about the Scottish Fest? Yeah, well, we call that the Ligonier Highland Games, and the 62nd annual Highland Games is happening out at Idlewild Park in Ligonier. Now, that is Saturday the 18th. It's the following weekend. It's a festive celebration of Scottish culture. You can see Scottish music, traditional games, drumming, traditional food, dancing, crafts. It's fun for the whole family. Gates open at 8 a.m. For a full schedule of events, go to LigonierHighlandGames.org. And don't forget about the Lawrenceville Farmers Market, which happens each and every Tuesday at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. It's from 3 to 7, rain or shine. There are tons of vendors. It's a good time for good food. More information can be found at, just email market@lunited.org, or you can call 412-802-7220. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, what you have to do is send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention now to that thing I call the WRCT music calendar, which I'm guessing in the month of September is going to be a very fluid music calendar because things are changing, you know? Kiss, the day of their show, it made national headlines, had to postponed their Pittsburgh show this past week. Why? Because Paul Stanley came down with COVID. So we hope he's doing better. And since he was vaccinated, I'm sure his symptoms will be milder, because that's what happens when you're vaccinated. You can still get COVID. You can still pass COVID on. But the chances of you being in a hospital respirator, very slim. Very slim. It has nothing to do with my music calendar. So yes, I know the program director is knocking on the window going, music calendar, Moxer, music, yes, yes, okay, going to the music calendar. Music calendar, here we go. Let's see what's coming up in the next few days, weeks, all that. I don't even know what day it is today. Oh, they, wait, scrolling. Keep that mouse a-scrolling. All right, here we go. Here's some shows happening, apparently. Murder Junkies in town on Friday, the 3rd of September, playing Preserving Underground. The Oaks Theater is hosting Pure Gold that same evening, and the Tambritzins are doing a free show at South Park Amphitheater. No Bad Juju down at Vinosky Winery in Ross Traver on Saturday the 4th. Doobie Brothers are out at Star Lake, and Terrapin Flyer at Thunderbird on that day. Waxahachie with Katie Kirby at Mr. Small's on Sunday the 5th. Lindsay Buckingham coming to town on Tuesday the 7th, playing the Carnegie Homestead Music Hall. Hop Along is at the Thunderbird on Tuesday the 7th. Lydia Lunch at Preserving Underground on Wednesday the 8th with Bob Burt of Sonic Youth Connections. Walter Weasel and Tim Dahl all on that bill, according to my calendar. Dinosaur Jr. playing Mr. Smalls on Friday the 10th with Riley Walker. Pixies at Stage AE on the 11th of September. The Struts at Stage AE on the 12th. Fozzy, who was in the Motley Crue mock I did last week at Jurgles on the 12th. Wild Pink and Rat Boys at the Club Cafe on Sunday the 12th as well. And at Mr. Smalls, it's Moon Taxi with Sparkle City Disco. Now, on the 14th, Modern English was supposed to be in town. I have gotten reliable news that that show has been postponed to 2022. So no Modern English coming up, but it is on my calendar. It says Candlebox is at the Roxian. I think I saw Candlebox once. I think. Not like on purpose. It was, they were the band playing after a Pirates game. And also, you know, and I realized I knew more of their songs than I didn't realize that I knew. So take that. Carbon Leaf is playing the Thunderbird on the 16th of September. Oh, I think on the 15th, and I mentioned this earlier, it's not actually on my music calendar for good reason. And one is because these are not shows you can just walk in and buy a ticket day of. Steve Wynn is coming to town. He's going to be performing at Bantha, which is a little tea shop on Penn Avenue. So it's going to be an intimate, very intimate show. I reached out to Bantha earlier today, and they said, yeah, there's no postponement announcement at this time, Moxter. But he said, you do have to go to Undertow Music, I think it is. Yes, undertowmusic.com to find out about ticket information and all that. And that's the only way you can get a ticket and get to a show. But I'm pretty excited if that one's still happening. That's on the 15th. Speaking of the 15th, Flogging Molly, Violent Femmes, and the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are at Stage AE. And Deer Tickets at Mr. Small's. Lightning Bolt coming to town on the 17th, playing the Club Cafe. I know. So much. Reckless Kelly at Jurgles on the 19th. And Mr. Smalls is hosting a Guar show. How about that? James McMurtry is doing two shows on the 21st, which is a Tuesday. Of course, those are Club Cafe shows. And Bob Mould is on the Mr. Smalls schedule for Thursday, the 21st. Okay, I'm gonna pause there because that's a lot of shows. That is a lot of shows, and I got more music to get to. I know, we're already like 10 minutes into the third hour of the Viva the Mock radio program. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in, joining in. You know what? Before I go any further, I should tell you that you can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again 11 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, I, the Mockster, will reveal it at 5 p.m. just because you're special. You are. Your mom was right all these years. What about the mock? Mockster, you've talked about this mock, and it's coming up in about 50 minutes. What is your mock? Tell me, please. I want to go to bed. I'm like, it's 5. Oh, and the mock. So on this day, back in 1964, a film made its debut. It's film debut. So I'm going to mock the film. I'm going to mock songs of the film, characters in the film. What film might that be, Mockster? Mary Poppins. It's a Mary Poppins mock, and that's happening coming up here in about now 49 minutes. Let's find our way back into more music. I'll let you know, a beautiful young lady is celebrating her 78th birthday today. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Tuesday Weld. So let's play the real Tuesday Weld. Oh, lolly, what an empty boo boo dinty billy dat lono. What an empty boo boo dinty billy dat lono. What an empty boo boo dinty billy dat lono. What an empty boo boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, lolly, what an empty boo boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, lolly, what an empty boo boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, lolly, what an empty boo boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty dough, up the little dough. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty dough, up the little dough. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty dough, up the little dough. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty boo-boo dinty billy dat lono. Oh, Lordy, what an empty dough, up the little dough. Oh, Lordy, what an empty dough, up the little dough. Oh, Lordy.
Beep, beep, beep. screaming the truth. America, America is killing its youth. He's screaming away. America, America is killing its youth. America, America is killing its youth. Chris Rock.
Susie Sue, yeah, Susie and the Banshees doing their version of Dear Prudence, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I kind of did a little flashback there because modern English was before that. I don't know what I was flashing back to, but you heard me say at the music calendar that the modern English show has been postponed. It was supposed to be on the 14th of September down at the Craft House. It has been postponed to 2022. So I went back to After the Snow, just for you modern English fans out there, and played A Life in the Glad House. Suicide in there from 1970, I think 77, I think, is when that one came out, from their debut with Ghost Rider, and start off the entire set celebrating the birthday of Tuesday Weld, who is 78 years old today, by playing the band The Real Tuesday Weld with a Bath Time in Clerkenwell is what the name of the track is. Wow, I'm just getting beyond myself. I don't even know what's going on, but one thing I do know, and I don't understand it, is that our Deep Blues Hour here, which is Tuesdays at 7, is actually a three-hour-long program. So what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 3 hours, of course, but Steve still calls it the Deep Blues Hour. He just does it three different times, apparently. So you can join Steve on Tuesdays from 7 to 10, for those 3 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT. And rumor has it, WRCT has taken over Arsenal Lanes. And why do I say that? Because rumor has it Steve might actually start spinning music, not blues music, you know, because he's got a depth of music, as most WRCT's DJs do, down at the Lanes. Now, I know that Liz Mayday, who does Noise Theory on Mondays at 3, she's been there every Saturday night. I, the Mockster, playing the modern English, playing the Susie and the Banshees, makes me say, you know, I am reviving. I am committing to you that I am going to revive Thursday's 80s, 90s nights down at Arsenal Lanes. And I'm going to start that right after Labor Day. Once we hit September, why not? Let's make that happen. Because, you know, it sounds like fun. Let me segue that last set into my next set. How do I do that? Well, Tuesday Weld was on the cover of Matthew Sweet's breakthrough album, Girlfriend. He wanted to name the album after a different track on the album, but Tuesday Weld's management team and probably Miss Weld herself refused, and with good cause, because the last track on the disc is called Nothing Lasts, and that's what he wanted to name the album. And she's like, I don't want my image on your album that says Nothing Lasts. And so I give props to Tuesday Weld. I also give props to Matthew Sweet, because that Girlfriend album is an awesome album.
When you said to me, you are not so old, did I know it then?
Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Well, they're standing on the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time on the unemployment line. Sitting around, waiting for a promotion. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? I'm talking about a revolution. It sounds like a whisper.
Talking about a revolution. Oh, I'm talking about it. Oh, yeah, 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 evolution. Oh, 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 I'm talking about that.
Living Color tackling Tracy Chapman's Talking About a Revolution. Original version can be found on Tracy Chapman's debut album, which came out in 1988. In fact, it was this week in 1988 that album was the number one album on the Billboard chart. So I thought I'd play a cover in celebration of that. Cat Power, speaking of celebration, Cat Power went back to the greatest for her tribute to the Everly Brothers with Dreams, which is her version of All I Have to Do is Dream, if you didn't figure that out. Automatic for the People is the album that gave us REM's new Test Leper, and I started off the entire set from the Girlfriend album and Matthew Sweet, and I've Been Waiting. You know what? I've been waiting. I've been waiting for a mock, and it's coming up in 15 minutes, and hopefully you've been patient in waiting for that as well. You know what else I've been waiting for? I've been waiting for these uncertain times to change, but they haven't. But guess what? People needing organ transplants, they actually need your help more than ever. Now, there's lots of social network websites out there, but one of them saves lives, and it's matchingdonors.com. It links organ donors with people in need of organs. So, did you know in the U.S., 22 people die each and every day waiting for an organ transplant? Most of them are waiting for kidneys. So if you've considered becoming a living donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com because it is the home of the greatest gift, which is the gift of life. That's matchingdonors.com. I got one more set of music to get into before we wrap up this hour, and then one more hour, and then we wrap up the show. Got a Mary Poppins mock coming up in less than 15 minutes now, but let's turn on the rock and roll. We're going back to 1988's Jettison album for this one. It's one of my favorite Naked Ray Gun songs. Hopefully it's one of yours. It's Vanilla Blue.
Lost control again today. Lost control again today. Lost control. Yeah. This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le Mock!
Start to swing my laser. Oh oh, lift my phaser. Gonna call up a Darth Vader. Go to Mars with SpaceX. Loving all the light effects. I need the plan of my time. It's colorful, so sublime. 20,000 strike lightning seeds. 20,000 Vikings drinking.
From his brand new album, Alliance, that's Thor with Power Hungry here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? How about some Big Stick doing Jesus Was Born on an Indian Reservation? Before that, the Jesus and Mary Chain with My Little Underground. Played some Husker Du, went back to Candy Apple Gray for I Don't Know For Sure. And speaking of not knowing for sure, the one thing I do know for sure is I played some Naked Ray Gun with Vanilla Blue to start off that entire set of music. We've got a Mary Poppins mock coming up in a matter of seconds. So stay tuned here to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's right after this.
Living, we perish continuously from the things receive if we choose to remain in the comfort of lies and the sea. In sickness and sadness, we will be full of eternity.
The serious stuff, man. You're killing my fire.